Welcome back to another episode of the Unstoppable Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Shawn Michael Crane. And before I get into this message, you guys, I say this every time, please support the channel. Subscribe, share it with a friend. I'm telling you, man, I'm gonna be bringing these messages every day, and I need you to share them with people that are looking for inspiration, are looking for guidance, who you know that are capable of more but are holding back in their lives. Share this message today, man. I just got back from Tampa earlier this week. We flew down there, me and the team. We went to an event that I was speaking at, the Moving Titans Retreat with Andy Elliott and Tommy Mello. It was a badass event, man. All the speakers crushed it. Everybody there that attended got so much value. You could see like they came for a business conference, but they got schooled on personal development. And the reason for that is all the people at the top are going to share the same thing with you. They're going to tell you your personal development is going to make your professional success possible. Okay. If you're not disciplined, if you're not fit, if your habits aren't dialed in, you really think you're going to be successful in business? Like you might for a year or two, but long term, you're going to fall apart. You're going to be crushed under the pressure of stress and adversity and all the overwhelm that comes with running the business. And then if you have kids or a family member, like you're fucked, right? So the whole event was focused on teaching individuals how to dial in their mindset, how to get physically fit, how to be good leaders, how to bring that good energy into the workplace and then at home. And that's what I teach, man. And so I love teaching people from stage or in person. I love sharing content. I'm all about sharing these messages because I want you to live the ultimate life. I want you to know what works and I want you to apply it so that you can get the results for yourself and be so proud of who you are. The coolest thing was we had a mastermind in Tampa as well. We had about 12 guys, some of them currently working with me in the Unstoppable coaching program. Some were just coming to be a part of the event or a part of our mastermind, and they wanted to get coaching from me. They had things in their lives that they want to change. They knew that they had room to level up and grow, and they were coming there to have an impactful experience. So the 2 days after the Moving Titans retreat, which I spoke, we had a mastermind at a really cool Airbnb in Tampa. And now I want to share with you what happened there, because when you're in an environment like that, where you're around 12 people who want to grow, who want to change, and you're talking about things that are holding you back, you're hearing your own voice out loud, you're being honest, you're being truthful. Some of these guys are sharing things they've never shared with anyone. That's how you start to change your life. You have to get to a point where you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you got to be honest about what needs to change. The act of speaking it out loud makes it real. And now you can't run from it. You can't hide from it or suppress it any longer. You have to do something about it, okay? And so a lot of these guys started talking about things that they wanted to get rid of, things like tobacco or vaping. One individual shared that he needs to quit gambling. Other individuals shared that they need to stop chasing women or watching porn. Like what we did is we got very clear on who they want to be and how that man lives and how that man operates. And what are all the things they're currently doing that would prevent them from becoming that man, right? So I literally had them draw a line down the paper. And on one side, they wrote my best self. And on the other side, they wrote my smaller self, right? My smaller self means the person that you would settle for, the shadow of the individual that you want to become, right? And that's how a lot of us live for many years. We drink, we smoke, we're not exercising, we're watching TV. You know, some people are looking at porn. They're doing things that they feel guilty and ashamed about, and they're doing things that they know they shouldn't do. So the first step is getting awareness, right? And then on the other side of the page, they wrote down all the things that they need to do more or they need to do that they're not doing, right? Work out more, eat clean, stay sober, go to meetings. What else? Read more books, go to more events. Only date women that I want to marry, right? For some of the guys that were womanizing. Like, we have to have awareness. Without awareness, you're just going to continue to do what you've been doing, and then you're going to regret it later on down the road. So look it, a lot of these men, when they drew that line on the paper, that was a metaphor for the transformation that needs to take place and the commitment that I was calling them to make. Now, I remember when I changed my life in prison, I drew a line in the sand, a metaphorical line in the sand, and I said that I'm living on this side for the rest of my life. On this side was the man I wanted to be. On this side was a sober individual. On this side was somebody that only did things to improve his life. He read more books. He worked out more. He got college educated. He wanted to speak on stages. He wanted to be a good person in the world. He wanted to be a leader for his family and the best husband, the best dad. Like, I knew who that guy was. And I wrote down all those details, and I made the most profound internal promise and commitment I've ever made in my life, that I was going to be that man forever until the day I died. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to write down all the things on a piece of paper that you'll never do again? And on the other side, all the things on a piece of paper that you're going to commit to for the rest of your life, and then say forever, that I'm going to be this person forever, every day until the day I die. I bet you won't even do that. I bet that you can't fathom committing to a life of excellence and being your best self forever. When I say forever, it scares the fuck out of people. And that's what happened at the mastermind. We got all this awareness and the guys were fired up and they're talking about who they want to be and the changes they want to make. And then when I asked them, are you willing to commit to that person forever? They started to falter. They started to say, oh, what? Forever? Damn, that's a long time. I don't know if I could do that. Motherfucker, you just said you want to be that person. You said that you want to be that person, but you're not willing to commit to that individual forever? Like, this is such a disconnect that we experience. Like, you say you don't want to drink. You say you want to be a better husband. You say you want a six pack. You say you want to have more drive. You say you want all these things, but then we create a blueprint and we give you the opportunity to make a commitment. You falter, you fucking pussy. You don't want it bad enough. You see, the reason I changed is because I wanted it more than you do. You know why? Because my life was on the line. You know why? Because they said life in prison. You know why? Because I saw 23 years of me living as a shadow of the person I could have been. All those regrets, all those excuses, all those moments I'd never get back, that shit was haunting me in my cell. That started to torture me in that cell to the point where I was willing to do anything to make it right. I was willing to do anything every day for as long as it took to get a second chance. And you're not committed because you don't know that pain and you think you have more time, but you really don't know how much fucking time you have. Look, this is a wake-up call. This message is for you and all the men that were at that mastermind. Some of them made hard commitments. Some of them said, you know what? I'm never again going to look at porn. I'm never again going to vape. I'm never again going to eat dessert and sugar because I'm not a fat fucking pussy. Okay? But a lot of those guys, they didn't fully commit. And they went home deep down inside knowing that they are being half-assed, knowing that they want to be able to commit and be that person forever, but there's something inside of them that's holding them back. It's fear. It's doubt. It's, oh my God, I really have to do this. Yeah, you do, because look, you get one life. How are you going to sit here, one foot in, one foot out, telling the whole world you want to be a better dad, telling the whole world you want to be healthy, telling the whole world all this shit you want to do, but you're not willing to say, I will commit to that forever. The power of commitment is life-changing. The power of forever is transformational. About 2 years ago, I said, I'm never going to eat dessert ever again. I don't need dessert. You know how much cake and cookies and ice cream I had as a kid? I'm not a kid. I'm not here fucking around. I'm a purpose-driven individual. Are you? What are the commitments that you're neglecting? What are the things that you know you need to change, but you're unwilling to say forever, right? Is it smoking? Are you vaping? It's so embarrassing when I see adult men vaping. You look like a little kid sucking on a pacifier. You fucking pussy, okay? If you're vaping, you're a lame. Straight up, okay? Are you drinking? Dude, you need alcohol to be social and have fun. You want your kids to grow up seeing you act like a fool and an idiot? Do you remember what it was like to see adults drunk when you were a kid? I remember the first time I saw my loved ones drunk, it scared the hell out of me. I'm like, who's that person? I don't know that person. You're scaring your kids when you're getting buzzed. And if you think you need to have a drink to be fun and unwind, you lack personal development and you're a shadow of the person that you could be, okay? Do you need to work out more? You say you want to have a six pack, you want to be fit, but you have a fat gut. Like, dude, 1 in 25,000 men have abs you can see. 40% of adult men in America right now are obese. Are you one of them? You're a pussy if you are. Look, your kids need you to be a superhero. Your kids want to look at you and say, that's my dad. That's my dad. Hey, look at my dad. Not scared and embarrassed when you pull up to pick him up from school because you're fat and sloppy. Kids know the truth, man. And guess what? So does everyone else around you, and so does your subconscious mind. If anything I said right now triggers you, good, that's your truth. You don't want to be that person. That's you settling. That's you making excuses. That's you giving up. Look, I need you to fight, man. I need you to fight because I know how capable you are. You see, my whole life, I just gave up. I forgot how capable I was. I forgot what it was like to be a kid and feel invincible. And when I started fighting again, I realized that I was way more capable than I ever thought. And I only found that out because I was willing to make these commitments and say forever. And if you do that right now, I promise you, you're going to start to build this energy and this fire inside of you that's going to change your whole life. It's going to change your family's life. It's going to make everyone around you look at you differently. I want that for you. I want you to feel that pride inside of you when you go to sleep at night, knowing you're crushing it in life, knowing you're not holding back, knowing you're not half-assing this journey, knowing that you're giving your all. Okay, I need you to do that, man, because I need your strength. I could feel it from here. When you're weak and I see you and I look in your eyes, I could feel that too. I don't want you to go to sleep another night feeling ashamed of who you are. I don't want you to let another year of your life pass you by not living all in. People in your life need you, man. So I want you to think right now as I'm talking. I hope I triggered you. I hope you're pissed off. Whatever pisses you off right now, write it down on paper and say, I'm going to conquer this. I'm never going to let someone else ever again trigger me. Whatever they say, it's not going to affect me because when I'm all in, I know that none of that shit matters because I've risen above it. I'm taking action. I've overcome all these struggles in my life, all these limitations, all this lame-ass excuse-making behavior. I vanquished it. I need you to get to that point, okay? So whatever it is right now that you know you need to change, are you smoking? Are you drinking? Are you abusing food? Are you watching too much TV and too much screen time on your phone? Are you looking at porn? Are you looking at other women, right? Are you one of those guys checking out other women, saying you're faithful, but you're having those thoughts? Look it. Even though no one can see it, those thoughts, they're going to start to come out in your life, okay? Your wife can pick up on that energy. You're not going to be as focused. You're not going to be as attentive. You're not going to be as loving. Look it. You have to get to a place in life where you're in complete integrity with who you say you want to be, even the stuff that no one can see. This is the highest form of personal development, and I'm calling you out because I know you're capable. Write the stuff down that you're willing to get rid of forever and make a commitment. If you're the type of person that can commit to forever, you're the type of person that can positively impact the world around you. You're the type of person that other people need. And if you're not, you're just a weak individual and you're gonna die with regrets. You decide right now who you're gonna be. There's no fucking excuses. We're all in.